Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, hands on to feel good. Hey, all right, hands on to feel good.
It is very, very important. This election here is about, about controlling the Senate in the sense that, you know, we're not going to let them take this Senate away. Right now, we can have everyone... They have the different committees. Now the committee could be even, whereas if the Republican lose that Senate seat, then the Democrat got total control.
Spoiler alert.
When did you say this?
Hopefully this yesterday. Is one of our very next to last What the Hell Hershels.
You said that yesterday. But that's not correct.
Uh-huh. What?
Are you saying that? He might, I mean, had he said that before the midterm elections.
That was yesterday. Right.
Then it might have been true, but
still thinks.
Okay. Huh. All right.
That's
okay.
So cute.
I'm sorry, Frangela.
Chris is waking up with
no.
Hole I'm in just... his stocking on Christmas, and he seems startled. Aw, that's so cute. Okay, let's bring our friends
he
in.
He was almost right. If he would have said it 3 weeks ago.
Man. Hi, Frangela. Hi. Hi, good morning. I didn't, just give me credit, I didn't play Kanye. Talking about
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I think you can't play Kanye. There's some FCC issue with that.
Although, Angela, I noticed a shout out there because you were holding a microphone. Did you know that Hitler invented the microphone?
Yeah.
Kanye told me that.
And I refuse to believe that.
Kanye told
Hitler
me that.
Hitler didn't invent nothing. Hitler didn't even invent hate.
I said this earlier that Trump had said that Ye didn't say anything anti-Semitic at that dinner. And I said, well, I imagine even Hitler got through a few dinners without saying anything anti-Semitic. I mean, just maybe
right.
It wasn't the topic of conversation. You know, he didn't want to be repetitive. Who knows? Yeah.
I'm telling you, we vote more with our time in our pocketbooks than we do at the ballot, everybody. This guy has 30 million followers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is true.
We couldn't get at one time 30 million people under the age of 24 to the ballot. Do you understand?
Yeah.
What kind of platform he has. You cannot separate his music from his message. His message is dangerous. I don't care what kind of genius beats he puts his hate behind. Okay, but if you're consuming his music, you're consuming his message.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if did you happen to see the clip? I mean, when Alex Jones is the sane one in the room, I mean, I don't. It's just
well, the, my,
Was it 3 hours? Was he on for 3 hours? I saw in something. I'm like, is that true? What a heinous 3 hours.
He had a mask over his face the whole time. He was doing like a puppet show with a flag that was supposed to be Netanyahu. I mean, beyond the jokes, we were just saying, I mean, the theme is just them using deeply, deeply mentally ill black men.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. As puppets.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's hurtful. It hurts me.
It's human. I think it's human trafficking at a certain level. Like it is the abuse of people who are differently, you know, abled or not, or have a diminished capacity. It's beyond cynical. It's just revolting.
Yeah.
I can't. Kanye, that's my problem. We've been saying this since he walked out on an interrupted Tay Tay's speech with a bottle of Hennessy in one hand about Kanye. Okay, he should have been in treatment then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying the only thing the right wing doesn't like, I mean, I guess this was finally a bridge too far for Elon Musk, who suspended his Twitter again, but the only thing they don't like is that there's no dog whistle. It's like, you know, the anti-Semitism's fine. Just don't go say, I love Hitler.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. Just don't say it that clearly.
I don't even think Elon cares about that. Yeah. I think his PR, somebody on his PR team got through to him.
Yeah.
And said, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And if it weren't, it was because he's, I believe, an anti-Semitic racist idiot, Elon Musk. But I don't think it's a problem with the message. I think that he is like Trump, like, just trying to juggle his image. He wants to be, and he wants us to be talking about him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was saying the whole, if it wasn't so sad and disturbing, it would seem like a really bizarre sitcom of some sort that, and I was asking, is Ye playing the, you know, Dave Chappelle character of the blind white supremacist? Because his campaign manager is the white supremacist, Nick Fuentes, that he brought with him. And then the anti-gay guy, Milo.
Yiannopoulos.
Also.
Yep.
Right. Came along.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they all want to put a poop stick. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter who's licking it. They're all tasting off of the same gross, disgusting ideology.
Yeah.
It's not a new thing to utilize people to oppress themselves, you know, and there's nothing creative about it. And it's not surprising that people who are of such diminished character and intelligence could sit there and advocate for their own annihilation.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
Yeah. I saw a guy with a t-shirt that said, I'm with her, she'll, you know, it's a like little joke. And he basically was saying, like, oh, is he the most qualified? I don't know. Is he good? I don't know. But it's just, we've gotten so.
That was a comedian.
Oh, okay. But we've gotten so tribal, though, that, like, people will just, I mean, I think Raphael Warnock's going to win. But the fact that we're even worried about it is just insanity, isn't it?
The fact that that hundreds of thousands of people are going to show up in Georgia and knowingly vote for Herschel Walker is a sin.
It's insane. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this. We haven't gone tribal. They have. I mean, like, because this is not a party that will not take in other people. We are not that won't take in other ideas. We do not cut off red states from help.
Right.
We don't go out. This you know, there is no equivalency here. I think we really need to really stop with our humility and just say it out loud. We are better than them.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just are. We are better people. Like, these are not good people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's all gotten to be, you know, we were saying it's all the same. Marjorie Taylor Greene we just played a clip of her, you know, campaigning for Herschel. She literally and physically hugged Nick Fuentes. I mean, there's no difference now between the mainstream Republican Party and this fringe lunacy.
I want to make this announcement now on the show.
Okay.
I have officially reached my Marjorie Taylor Greene limit. And what that means for her... And it really is important for her to hear this, if you know her.
Yes, sure.
Don't come up on me, okay? Because it's going to be a misunderstanding. Do not come up on me. We are going to, the minute I, if I see her at the corner of my eye,
yeah,
if I see somebody with some, with no sleeves and some ratty bond that's going on around that shoulder, you know what? I'm going to start taking off jewelry and shoes.
You know,
because
what?
I'm, that's where I'm at with her.
I so thought of you because I don't know if you know, I have a Grey's Anatomy addiction, like 20 years late. It's, I, right. But, Katherine Heigl thought she was going to have a fight in the lunchroom and she took off her earrings and shoes and I just, my heart, like the Grinch, grew seven sizes big thinking of Angela V. Shelton. I was like, she's Angela V. Shelton fan.
That's what happens. We have a black showrunner.
That's right.
Shonda Rhimes. Yeah, Shonda Rhimes.
Ari, a black woman showrunner.
Because we hurt the ones we love the most, here is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Remember in the movie Narnia where the witch, the ice queen, she was losing her power. And so in the land of Narnia, the ice was beginning to melt and the snow was beginning to melt.
What the hell?
And people were becoming more brave and people were starting to be happy again and started having hope. That is exactly how it is in the Capitol and in the halls of Congress. Mm. I have noticed a difference in a lot of the staff melting? That actually work in the building every single day. I've noticed a difference in the Capitol police officers. I've noticed a difference in even Democrat members of Congress who used to never say hello to me but are actually smiling and starting to say hello. See, Nancy Pelosi is the ice queen, and her reign is ending.
You know, at what point are they just really people? Nancy Pelosi, who is caring for her husband, who was almost bludgeoned to death.
Angela has thoughts.
Yes. Angela, go ahead. Those are the
number one. Her power isn't waning. She's retiring. She's stepping down from a position. That's different. That's, I'm going to take a break and let somebody else. She's not being forced out. Number two, people are smiling at you in the same way that when I say, bless your heart, I don't mean it. It's called irony. When people are smiling at you, Marjorie Taylor Greene, what they're thinking of is, all your friends are going to jail. I can't wait to see you go. I'm going to be right out here in this hallway. I hope they arrest you here. That's what those smiles are.
My God, what I keep saying, I know I'm happy clappy, but oh my God, if enough of the insurrectionists get indicted and Congress ends up flipping blue, come on. That's like the cherry on top of a Donald Trump indictment.
That's what I'm saying. This is what Francis, how is it? Explain how to me it is how you can be the person who tell the people to do the crime.
Right.
And the crime, so they go to jail.
Right, they go to jail.
Follow me on it. And then you don't. Because okay, because like if I was in the car, we were riding with some people and one of them was holding something they shouldn't be, we all going.
Because it's called riding dirty. There's a ton of songs about it. Riding dirty.
Yeah.
Riding dirty.
Yeah. I think it happened in Narnia too. They were riding dirty. And that melted and then Denzel cried that one tear.
Is that what happened? Thank you for the synopsis.
That's what happened. Okay. It's a very good movie.
Okay. All right.
Bruce Willis is wonderful.
And now I'm going to watch Grey's Anatomy and with a whole different lens, realizing that I've forgotten it's a black woman that created
really?
It. Shonda Rhimes. Yeah, I totally forgot.
Okay.
Yeah. All well, right. Explains a lot. Okay.
Shondaland.
That doesn't come up on your screen?
Yeah, it does.
Black
I just,
person comes
I
up
forgot
on,
until you
on
mentioned
screen
it.
Whenever.
In relation to the no shoes, no earrings fight scene. Okay. 17 minutes after
that's just good fight practices. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In general. 17 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by My Bombas Socks. These are the socks that feel good and do good.
Yeah.
It's right.
What kind are you wearing today?
It warms your feet and your heart because every pair you buy, they give a pair to someone in need. That's why they feel so good, because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials like premium Pima cotton, thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations like built-in arch support, shirts with tag-free necklines. How do Bombas do good for every comfy item? Another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. Bombas has put over 75 million items into the hands of people who need them. Wow. That is literally the gift that keeps on giving. If you want your gifts to do more this holiday season, give the goods. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie. 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie. The code is Stephanie at checkout.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? I've got two great ideas certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are, and both are from Cozy Earth.
the brand that made Oprah's favorite things. First, Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding. I own a set of their sheets. You cannot believe how soft they are. They are not only super soft, they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo that makes them naturally temperature regulating, so you'll sleep comfortably year-round. I sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. You're going to love those, too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool, reusable canvas bag. Save 40% right now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, holiday offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Stephanie at checkout. Save 40%. That's CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie, CozyEarth.com. The guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks, or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. He will think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That code is FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com.
Yeah, give them that crowbar. I'm more concerned about
open
that
up that
too.
Man Crate. The code again, FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com.
In this corner, weighing several tons, the challenger,
Hello, Free Speech TV. Today is an exercise if I lost my voice entirely, and you lost me entirely from Free Speech TV, because it's almost, I'm like, crud is becoming. But let's not do that, shall we? Let's go to freespeech.org and keep us all on the air here, Free Speech TV. If you donate $120 or more today, just today, to Free Speech TV, you get the exclusive access to the epic final L.A. Sexy Liberal Save Democracy Tour with Frangela, with that magic there. And John Fiegel saying, and Hal Sparks, and Glenn Kirshner, and Rob Reiner.
It'll magically heal your voice, so we have you back on Monday.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Magically heal me by a little bit of sugar for mama. Freespeech.org.
Down and out.
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit Firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's Firewise.org. A public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Stephanie Miller.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Fridays with Frangela. Thank God. Kathy writes, Steph, I literally screamed laughed yesterday when I pulled up behind this car with the Harmar brand wheelchair carrier.
What?
I've put up in Minneapolis.
Didn't know what time it was.
What's happening?
I don't
know. What's going on? I would never have had such joy with all the talk this week about the Harmar Mall. Thanks for all the happiness you spread. P.S. I'm the one who sent you the Rowdy Beaver Thong many years ago.
Oh, Rowdy Beaver Thong?
Thank you, Kathy.
That's available at Adam
a lot of use out of that. Thank you. Frangela had a kind offer to have us all go get our ears pierced at the Harmar Mall again.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We should all go to the Harmar, you know, get to go to the buffet, I can't do it. Golden Corral. Can somebody do that in an accent?
Robin can. Here it is. Yeah, hang on. Robin in Minneapolis.
Didn't know what time it was. The lights were low.
Hello.
Hi.
I listened to Stephanie on my radio.
I met Mr. Pillow.
Some lady was calling in from Minnesota. Minnesota, nice.
It's very reasonable.
Talking about how the Pillow Man is fortune made.
He was a lonely guy.
Started out in a kiosk with his sweaty tirade. Hey, that wasn't no pillow. That was sweaty cosmic.
If you are a sweater, this is the best pillow for you. I ran into him at the Harmar Mall.
There's a Harmar Mall up in the sky. We'd like to go and see it, but we think it'd blow our minds. There's a Harmar Mall up in the sky. He's told us that we stole it, but he knows that it's just jive. He knows it. Elections, they can't lose them. They have to cheat to win them. Let all the QAnon Nazis in.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. A lot of requests for Sexy Liberal Live from Harmar Mall. I'm just saying.
Oh,
could do the
nice.
Whole show in a Minnesota accent.
That's a dream come true.
Yeah, I love Minnesota.
Yeah.
But along with our theme that the lunatic fringe has become Republican establishment, the Mike Pillow is running for the head of the RNC. I mean, is that not the
and
best?
And I hope he wins.
Big bag of rats.
Me too. I really do.
I hope he
does. I'm going to work on that campaign.
You know what? I hope he wins, and I hope they all have stuffing coming out of them. Just nothing but pillow stuffing just coming all out of all of them.
Francis and I are the presidents, the co-presidents of blacks for pillow guy to be the head of the Republican
RNC.
Party.
All right. Okay.
We think
I didn't
it's a
know.
Fabulous choice.
Sorry, I did not. Pardon me. I choked up. I didn't know that was a group that I didn't even know
we
you formed that.
Up.
And I'm some of your best friends.
Mm-hmm. What?
All of the members are here on your show right now.
Okay. All right, John Kennedy, which is really a waste of this name, but this is Senator Foghorn Leghorn from
Louisiana. This is a Hooterville story if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, okay. He's the senator from Hooterville, this guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a beagle named Roger, and Roger was a rascal. About every 2 weeks, Roger would run off. He'd always come back, but about half the time, he'd come back dragging roadkill that he would hide under my back porch. President Biden's energy policy looks like something Roger used to keep under my back porch.
It's that corn pone kind of humor, like from
I'm a pickin'
from
hee-haw. I'm a grinning.
From hee-haw.
why did this sort of hee-haw replace policy? When did that happen?
I don't know.
Hee-haw anecdotes replace policy.
Well, I can tell you when we stopped educating people. See, you don't need to know how to read. He can speak to, and I'm not kidding, the most illiterate.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. I mean, meanwhile, back on Earth One, we had another really great jobs report, right? It's for 3.7% unemployment. I played this for Ali Velshi. Play this Good Liars thing again. I mean, I guess it is just going to be our ongoing challenge forever. Elon Musk is, you know, may have banned Kanye for the moment, but he's allowing Twitter disinformation. And I guess this is how this happens. These people they interview at MAGA events, right?
You think that Trump is actually still in power right now?
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
So you think Biden is not the current president right
now? No, sir.
No.
No, sir. Never believed it.
So Trump is the current president right now?
Yes, sir.
So are you mad at Trump for the high gas prices?
No. It's not Trump's fault.
Whose fault is it then?
He's got to set all this.
But Biden, where's Joe Biden? He said he's not president.
He's not the president.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is.
So how could the gas prices be his fault if he's not president?
What you don't understand what they're trying to do. They have to wake up the dingleberries that are still asleep.
Okay.
I think I heard the moment where his brain broke.
Yes.
Or that woman screaming.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There was a couple earlier this week we played that says Joe Biden is dead and is being played by Jim Carrey and or James Woods.
And yet still responsible for everything bad in the world. See, this is the problem with cognitive dissonance. Okay.
Right.
And it seems like the dumber you are, the more you are capable of holding two completely opposite and contrary ideas or concepts in at the same time.
Right.
It's amazing.
It's the most But that's the thing. Like, you can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Because the minute he came up against somebody that didn't work, he just went, pivot. Right. Like, right. There's no.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You felt his brain, like, melt like the Nazi at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 29.
Oh, so beautiful. I love that scene.
29 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangela on The Stephanie Miller Show.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Pull my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Well, I
I see good things about Hitler also. I love everyone, and Jewish people are not going to tell me you can love, you know, us, and you can love what we're doing to you with the contracts, and you can love what we're, you know, what we're pushing with the pornography. But this guy that invented highways, invented the very microphone that I use as a musician, you can't say person ever did anything good, and I'm done with that. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
Sorry to have to. Can I just say my favorite exchange, the downward spiral kept going as Alex Jones remarked at one point, "I don't like Nazis," to which Wes chimed in to once again say, "I like Hitler." So that would be Alex Jones.
Alex Jones gave him an off ramp and he didn't take it.
He's the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Right, the voice of reason. Interesting. I feel like we're on Sexy Liberal panel. Hal Sparks tweets, "Kanye West is not mentally ill. He's an egomaniacal, self-involved bull artist." Same with Trump, Jones, and Fuentes. Frangela, your thoughts?
You know what? Even being mentally ill doesn't take away his agency.
Right.
Because for me, he has been diagnosed, and he knows that there's a medication out there that will make him stable and balanced. He's been on it.
And
bipolar doesn't mean anti-Semitic.
That's right.
That isn't a feature of having that condition.
People get drunk and say the N-word and go, "Oh, well, I was drunk." It's like, well, but you don't.
Right. No, you're drunk.
Yeah.
And a racist.
Right.
That's right. What that is.
And not but being on this medication doesn't allow him to keep his racism inside where it belongs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's hard to say.
Also, what are these contracts? Are we not getting some kind of contracts we're supposed to get?
Yeah.
Did you get a contract that I'm not aware of from the Jewish people? You didn't get a Jewish people? You didn't get no Jewish people contract?
I did not get the Jewish people contract.
I didn't get the pornography either.
And someone that's used
the pornography. I'm a quarter Jewish, and I don't have no pornographies from them or any contracts.
And as someone that's used a microphone for a living for, I don't know, 40 years now, not aware Hitler invented it, I'm guessing because he didn't.
He didn't.
All right. Speaking of 40 years, thank you, TuneIn Radio, for my the Progressive Voice of Reason Award.
Yay!
They're not like those elusive little minks at the Radio Hall of Fame.
No.
This is not a nomination. I won the Progressive Voice of Reason. TuneIn Radio has the most fantastic taste in broads and broadcasting. Thank you. All right.
I think the Radio Hall of Fame is like the Olympic Committee. They ain't quite right.
They're like a dollar bill on a string. They're like, "Do you want it?" I'm like, "Yes, I would like to." There's a slide whistle because I started in morning radio. So I hear a slide whistle.
It's like a claw game.
Make a
like
cheeseburger on a string. Yeah. No. Want it this year? No. How about next year? No. All right. Tune in. Give Radio Hall of Fame a little bit of a, give them a jingle over there. All right. So we got to do Sexy Liberal San Francisco with Nancy Pelosi. I am, you know what? I think she, as usual, she has like the utmost grace and class and timing and you know, passing. And that Hakeem Jeffries is going to be the first African American leader of
any party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Congress, I think he's fantastic. But Speaker Pelosi.
Again, I'm personally grateful for the opportunity I have had to serve in leadership 20 years as leader or speaker. Just a while as whip to begin with, and I consider it a great privilege, but I'm very, very happy to be seeing all that I wish that as one who has served so long, my dream is that they do better. And I think everybody who has a position of responsibility always wants their successors to do better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's going to be tough to do better than Nancy Pelosi.
Good leaders believe that.
I was going to say, great leadership wants to see the continuation of greatness.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Jealousy, resentment, all of those things, that, you know, that bitterness, those that, you know, that's not what government is about.
Right.
Yeah. And just to have Marjorie Taylor Greene still bashing Nancy Pelosi on, you know, her way out of leadership while she's, you know, talking yesterday about how her husband has a long, long road back. He's an 80-something-year-old man that was almost bludgeoned to death because of rhetoric like Marjorie Taylor Greene engages in.
Mocked it.
They have.
Yeah. Speaker Pelosi, one more.
There's immense joy and pride at the Senate Pass the Respect for Marriage Act. a major victory for freedom, dignity, and equality for all. I'm so excited. House Democrats, as you know, originally passed the bill in July following the alarming concurrence in the Dobbs decision by Justice Thompson's, when he concurred by saying he took aim at Obergefell. He just made it clear that this could be another target. The bill ensures that regardless of what the MAGA majority and the Supreme Court may do in the future, the federal government will never again stand in the way of marrying the person you love.
Yeah. And I got to walk with her. I got to march with her in Gay Pride here. And so she was saying, I'm glad this is the last bill. Hopefully she will sign.
We're going to take it up next week on Tuesday. That's going to be announced by the Rules Committee. So you knew first. And we will send it swiftly to the president's desk for a signature. I'm particularly happy because it'll be one of the last bills that I will sign as speaker in enrollment ceremony. And it has strong bipartisan support in the House and in the Senate. I think it's a great step forward for us.
Nancy D'Alessandro Pelosi, Empress of all she surveys. We were saying yesterday, friendly with Dana Goldberg, though, it really is exhausting, isn't it? This is how I was saying, you know, you're a minority when you have to sit and watch your votes getting, you know, your rights getting voted on over and over again, right? Like we thought, you know, oh, marriage equality is passed. Now we got to watch, you know, I mean, whether it's the right to vote, the right to control your body, the right to marry who you love. I mean, it's just astounding to me in 2022 that this is where we are.
We're still answering these questions because we refuse to have an honest conversation in this country.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, when a cop comes up on me, I am still afraid of whether or not that person considers me 3/5 of a human. Still today, right now.
Yeah. It reminds me of that hilarious bit we did for Sexy Liberal Virtual, where you get pulled over by a cop and then you magically turn into me.
Funny, not funny. White privilege?
Yes, white privilege perfume.
Yes. The special effects in that one were amazing.
They're fantastic.
I'm going to tell you something.
You sprayed a little white
Avatar
privilege.
Avatar got nothing on us.
That's right.
Nothing.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm happy clappy about Georgia. Even it seems like, you know, the backlash against voter suppression. I mean, I've never seen people get so angry as Carrie Lake talking about white people having to wait in line in Arizona.
Right.
Right.
Well, it is wrong, Stephanie. It is wrong when white people have to wait. White people, if they get wet, they molt. So you don't want them.
You don't want them inconvenienced in any kind of way.
No. I've said this before. Hell have no fury like a white person mildly inconvenienced. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that happen.
All right. Speaking of, gaslighting was named Merriam-Webster.
Word of the year.
Yes. Is this not or Mitch not. McConnell gaslighting us? Talking about, no, you're the election deniers. Is that what he's saying?
Okay.
The newly elected incoming leader of House Democrats is a past election denier who basically said the 2016 election was, quote, illegitimate.
Yes, that's true.
And suggested that we had a, quote, fake president.
Yes.
He's also mounted reckless attacks on our independent judiciary and said that justices he didn't like have, quote, zero legitimacy. Unfortunately, when it comes to attacking our independent judiciary, the Democrats' new leader isn't an outlier. He's a representative sample.
Okay, one thing I learned, it's hard to say jurisdictional with no chin, but my... or lips. But here's my point. That is not being an election denier.
No.
Echoing what was in the Republican Senate, you know, led Senate intelligence report that Russia interfered in our election to install Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Same thing the Mueller report found. I mean, it's a lifelong Republican. And also, Hakeem Jeffries did not try to overthrow the Capitol because of the 2016 election, right?
Yeah. And it isn't that he doesn't like these justices. It's not like they don't get along at the sorority meeting or something. It's that they are liars and illegitimately, like, should not even be there, but let alone the stolen seat. But it isn't, they try to reduce everything to feelings. And my thing is, you could make that critique if it's crazy and I don't think it's true, but He hasn't said that about any of the Republicans.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like, he hasn't said that about Trump.
Election denial on your lips. This is the
It's about Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah. Yeah. You've still got someone in Arizona denying the election results, right? I mean, it's okay. All right.
You got a county that's refusing to certify them.
Yeah, they had to because they were committing a felony.
Yeah,
so
they refused to do it for the last week.
Right. They were forced to.
Or longer, was it?
Yeah, exactly. One more, Mitch McConnell. Here we go.
And we've seen coordinated efforts by Democrats and the media to use smear campaign to personally punish judges whose legal reasoning they don't like. The latest target has been Justice Alito, whose great offense was overruling a deeply flawed precedent that prominent liberal legal scholars, including even the late Justice Ginsburg herself, long acknowledged was badly written and poorly reasoned. I'm confident the smear campaigns and baseless fishing expeditions will keep roping around. And I'm just as confident that Justices Alito, Thomas, and the entire court will continue to ignore the noise and the smears and practice judicial independence.
And trample all over your rights.
Meaning, let your crazy insurrectionist wife, rule in her favor. I mean, and the Alito thing, like, what happened to anyone that leaks Supreme Court stuff should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Hello? Mm-hmm.
He's apparently...
Thank you.
Yeah. He's leaked twice, it appears to me, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
I just am resentful that the turtle community didn't send us their best turtle.
Yeah, they don't send their best.
I felt like we had a better relationship with the turtle community.
Yeah, I did too.
We freely accepted Yertle all those years.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
The spiders have
only
been working
for
with
them
the turtle.
To send this pile of, like, turtle mess. Like, really? Turtles? Really? At two?
I think the spider cabal has gotten to the turtle community.
Wasn't there a Tippy the Turtle?
Yes. I don't know what cartoon that was.
I don't either.
Let's move on to the next.
Was that a drunk turtle?
I think it was that turtle that you had to draw for the Art Institute of America, that was in the back of the magazines.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's what made Hitler mad.
Okay. I don't even know who this is. Stubby? Who's that?
Oh, he's the one from Florida. He's complaining about woke military, defunding the military over
wokeness.
Vaccines.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Oh. Okay.
We're going to lose 20,000 because they don't want to get vaccinated. How could that be the rule of the land in this country?
Well, thankfully, we took the House. The Republicans took the House, and we're going to make sure that those type of things aren't happening when we do the appropriations process and demand to do away with the COVID vaccine, or they're not going to get their funding.
So who wants to defund the military?
Yeah. I wore my Let's Go Darwin shirt yesterday in honor of half my family got COVID over Thanksgiving. I have something. It's fortunately not COVID, but I mean, I was one of the only people wearing a mask both in the airport, on the plane, at my mom's nursing home. I mean, and now Elon Musk is allowing COVID disinformation back on Twitter, and we're going into a winter surge where already 300 to 400 people are dying a day.
Everybody I know who has a small child in the house has RSV. Every person I know, and I mean up and down, okay? We're talking about the triple-demic at this time.
Yeah.
We're talking about, and we're still, as you're saying, losing 300 people a day dying right now. Yeah. We haven't even hit January.
Because
we haven't hit Christmas. We haven't hit New Year's.
Yeah, because we're severely under-vaccinated, and you still have dips like Ted Cruz saying stuff like this. Senator,
one of the reasons I believe that President Biden and Vice President Harris are pushing through this policy is that I believe they're doing this as an effort to purge from the military conservatives.
What?
Purge from the military people who don't agree with their political agenda. I think they're using it as an excuse from the enlisted level all the way up to the majors and colonels to the top brass.
Such a drama queen.
Fauci was asked this in one of his exit interviews, that just these statistics showing how much higher the death rates are in Republican and red states from COVID. And, you can tell that he's sincere when saying, as a doctor, I don't want this. Like, I just feel like, I guess there is no way to unpoliticize this now. Because I know we should say, the problem is we're liberals. So we do care that people are dying and getting sick.
Yes, yes. And you know what? And here's the thing. This is what I am hearing. And this is what I'm trying to allow myself to hear. These are people who are willing to die for their beliefs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not, and this is the problem. This country is not hearing that. And so we, on the other end, with a zero COVID policy in China, right? Yeah. You've got people sitting there going, wait, I want to be free. We've got people in this country who can choose to be free, can choose not to have this, you know, vaccination, and they would rather die.
Yeah.
And we're not hearing that.
We were talking to Dr. Redliner.
But they don't
Redliner,
have the right to take us with them.
Yeah. We were talking about a couple that's, if their four-month-old needs heart surgery, and they're going to refuse it if they use vaccinated blood. You know,
right.
And so, you know, they have to sue to get guardianship of the child, because it just, it's peak insanity that doesn't seem like there's any way back from, and now it's going to be worse on Twitter, right?
I think the problem continues to be trying to convince people of something rather than just mandating it. Because if we just said to people, we'd prefer that you wear seatbelts and show them all the stats we want, nobody be wearing them. Very few people would be. You mandate it. That is what you mandate it. And then you punish people. You do it. You who don't follow, because you don't, your personal liberty stops at you. You don't get to do it to other people.
Right.
And that's the problem with these people thinking that they don't have to be vaccinated.
Yeah. I remember getting a seatbelt ticket a long time ago, and I was like, Attica, Attica. But then I'm like, ah, I get
long
it.
Arm of government came down upon
yeah,
you stuff.
Yeah, the long arm of the law found me. Yeah. I was like, ah, whatever.
I mean,
but you're right.
Look at Tide Pods. Like, I'm just saying, we will accept government regulation and government control for our safety everywhere, but we have allowed these people to carve out this space
yeah.
and call it freedom when all it is the tyranny of the minority.
Yeah. And we're only three women. We can only say don't eat chicken nuggets off the hot that you find on the highway, and don't, you know, shove a
don't
fish up
that.
Your ass. We're only three women. We only have so much time.
Shove a fish up your ass. Shove a fish up your ass.
Shove a fish up your ass.
I want to go back and read that original story where that came from. Did
yeah,
someone?
Someone did shove a fish someone, up their ass. Okay. Yeah. Everything here on
listen
the
Stephanie
Miller.
Listen to Idiot of the Week. Listen to Idiot of the Week. It's
okay.
every week.
Yeah. I would not be the tune in voice right. of progressive reason if I reported anything that was incorrect.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry for doubting you.
Thank you. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my Raycon wireless earbuds, which is enabling my Grey's Anatomy addiction currently.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the girlfriend wants to go to sleep, I got to switch to the iPad. And then what? My Raycons.
Yep.
Right?
Bam.
It's fantastic. I am telling you, the audio products from Raycon are fantastic, and they are like half the price of other premium audio brands. 54 hours of battery life. I made it like all the way back home. I got to watch at night.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I didn't have to worry about running out of battery life. As a person gifting them, you got to love that they start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No one has to know. You're still going to look like a hero.
Yep.
And for the next month, Raycon will have a countdown to Christmas with a new pop-up flash deal for you to take advantage of every single day. You can find Raycon in stores, but the very best deal is at buyraycon.com/Stephanie. The Raycon website also offers free shipping, free returns, buy now, pay later options, plus a 30-day happiness guarantee. Right now, go to buyraycon.com/Stephanie. Get 15% off site-wide with the code HOLIDAY, plus free shipping. That's code HOLIDAY. At buyraycon.com/Stephanie, 15% off your Raycon purchase.
I just want to tell you both, good luck. We're all counting on you.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. You don't want your dog eating that. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he has helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for this savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller Or you can text Miller to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511. Offer available with select orders. While supplies last, text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out. It's the Christmas and the holiday season, everyone. Time for gift-giving, parties with friends and family, and getting compliments everywhere you go and looking years younger, thanks to Genucel. I've been using Genucel products for a couple of years now. They have transformed my skin. I love their products. From now until Christmas, Genucel's most popular package is 70% off at Genucel.com. Treat yourself and a loved one to the absolute best skincare in the world. See those troubling forehead wrinkles, fine lines, skin redness, pesky bags and puffiness, even a sagging jawline disappear right before your eyes with Genucel's most popular collection. With its immediate effects, you can see results in less than 12 hours, guaranteed or your money back. And included in every most popular package is your free hyaluronic acid serum for skin hydration that will restore your youthful appearance. Visit Genucel.com/Stephanie now. Enter my special promo code Stephanie. Additional 10% off your entire order. Every order instantly upgraded to free express shipping. Genucel.com. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and 3 children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Men.
Man crates.
Man crates.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What man doesn't love getting a man crate?
With a crowbar.
This guy does.
And you get a crowbar, so it's fun to watch you open it
That's
as well.
Right.
Whiskey appreciation crate? What? How about the Grillmaster crate?
Yeah.
It's all about the meat and the grog.
Grog?
Manly things.
I'm going to get that whiskey crate.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Personalization is free. Every Man Crate gift comes with 100% satisfaction guarantee. He will think it's awesome. Or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% off with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. The code is FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. Fridays with Frangela. Oh, I forgot. We have one last statement from the office of the 45th Bassinet. The story in the AP written by the untalented and unreliable whoever who unfortunately got to know the White House is fake news. We have a very strong security, especially with the extremely talented Secret Service agent on premises. But when I know someone, as I did with Yee, we're not going to have any guest strip search thrown against the walls, otherwise physically beaten. The anonymous sources don't exist. Stories to the contrary are fake news. Yes, we all know that he only believes in, you know, protesters being physically beaten, but not Nazis that he invites to his to dinner. Yeah.
No, they're good people. They're good people.
Yeah. You know who's good people? Frangela, final word, yes. And idiot of the week. MSWmedia.com, sexyliberal.com. We love you, Frangela.
Love you.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.